Well, hello, everyone. We have a very special time to talk about today. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This show, it's a very special show because it's actually being pre-recorded live earlier in the week, and if you're listening, you're going to be listening either live when we're here on Wednesday afternoon, or you're also going to be listening on Sunday. If you're listening on Sunday, you have the ability to actually call in for questions, not this week, but next week. My guest today is very special, and you've heard her before, and I'm sure if you've heard her before, you know why I wanted her back. The guest today is Elena Lieberman, Havilah Lieberman. She is my teacher of the Akashic Records, and we are both certified teachers under ARC International. And we're going to be talking today about some wonderful dynamic things. And so if you're listening in on Wednesday, please feel free to call in to the BBS numbers. We would love to hear from you. And those numbers are 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S., or 888-815-9756 in Canada. Or if you want to call in direct and you're listening from either out of the country or want to call direct, it's 01 is the area code, and it's 530-876-3222. I'd also like to mention before we get to talking with Elena, when I mentioned that we are certified by ARC International, you can check us out on that website at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. So, without a further ado, I would love to welcome my friend and teacher, Elena Lieberman. Welcome to Akashic Wisdom.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. It adds so much light and vibrance to my life and so many wonderful openings and pathways to be able to speak with you, and hopefully people will call in and add their perspectives to everything that we're working on.
Well, that's great. And the other option they have, if they're listening to this and they feel that they don't want to specifically call in, they can also email me questions if you're listening. My email is akashicwisdom@aol.com. Again, that's akashicwisdom@aol.com. And you can actually email me questions right now. So we are on the computer, and we're waiting for you. Anyway, okay, so, you know, we were talking earlier before we got on the show. We have a conference coming up in October for ARC International, and that the date on that conference is October 20th and 21st. This is a time where all the folks who work with the Akashic Records with our modality get together, and we come together and do processes, and we have speakers, and we share stories, and we share our energy, and it's magnificent. And the conference actually takes place in Odessa, Texas, and we are then able to be with Mary Parker, the founder of ARC International. And so we have some things to talk about with that, because Elena, you are going to be one of the speakers, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And tell us, share with us, will you, what the record keepers have brought forward for you to talk about?
I'm working on a seminar in a book called The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation. And, of course, this is a hot topic. You know, there are a lot of books out there about this, and people looking into abundant lives. And I've been given, over a long period of time, a series of principles dealing with this, but not only that, I've been given a particular step to focus on that's a little dissimilar from the other things that have been written. So I'm examining this, I'm testing it out, I'm seeing how it works in my own life, and that will be the seminar that I present in October, and from that will come classes and various counseling, personalized counseling sessions, so people can really live the life of beauty and magnificence that they truly are. that they truly are from their inner identity.
And this, now will they, when they take the classes that will come from this, will they have to have had work in, with the Akashic Records, or they can be not have to have that?
Well, we're shown that it will be part of the Akashic, the ARC series of seminars. I'm
okay.
One of the founding members with it. But also, I will be developing independent seminars. The two are very closely aligned, because to work in the Akashic Record is working in a field of essence and focusing into a field of essence that is very profound and deep. So it assists you in your insights to walk your path in unity from the innermost layers of oneself into the outer roles and into the outer world on every level, physically, psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. There's really no difference anymore, and the more we are able to flow and reflect this inner beauty on every level, the more fulfilling our lives become.
And so are you willing to talk a little bit about the content of this of your
sure,
what you've been working on?
Sure. What I work on a daily basis, and there are some people who are actually working, what can I say, they're trying it out. We're seeing where it's going, because I'm not just going to present something out there. And what I'm getting, even today, is that there's something called the inner climate. The inner climate is more than positive thinking, although we know our thoughts will direct everything. I mean, our thoughts, when there's certain kinds of thinking, then there are certain emotions and there's certain feelings, and that's a pretty sound psychological principle, that if you change your thoughts, you change your world. And there are many psychotherapists and psychiatrists working with this today. That's not really so new anymore. What we find, however, is there's another layer of inner climate that is a vibrationally rooted climate. It has, you remember that term homeostasis? In other words, it holds there, even though it's vibration, it holds an identity, a stable identity.
Right.
If we can bring dynamic shifts to this inner climate, to elevate it through various techniques we use in the records, such as grace, through opening the heart, through those kinds of things, we begin to let go of negative. Now, negative means that it's not supporting us. It's not making us feel loving, peaceful. That's what we're calling negative, because in itself, nothing is really negative.
Right.
But we're talking about supportive, uplifting, insightful, peaceful, joyful living. So when we talk about that, it makes us feel good to function that way in all realms, and we feel at one and at peace within ourselves. We're happy, not necessarily elated, but in a uplifted state. Ideally, we would view the life, we would view a divine force in everything. It would be a very insightful state. That would be the ultimate goal of it. But there is an inner climate that if we can tap into the inner climate and shift it, that we will find big steps being taken. It is not only, it vibrates, it's a vibrational field. It's not only what you attract, which is the main theme of the some popular books out today, you know, what you attract to you. It's also how you do things. It's also how you bring something into the world. And one of the features that I've been actively doing is, yes, you'll find books, you need to praise the source of life. To praise the source of life is very elevating. That's one area. You need to be grateful. And many authors, many theologians for years and years have said this, to be grateful for your life, for everything that you have, the beauty of your life, to look there, focus on the goodness, and be grateful. And by focusing into the gratitude, the field of gratefulness expands into compassion, into grace, it grateful. All of that is very interrelated in the vibrational field. So that's a wonderful thing to bring more of towards you and to give out. Pretty soon you don't even know the difference because it's so much fun. It's so much fun to bless people and so much fun to receive blessings. You can't believe the effect it has on you. It's so beautiful. So those are the first two parts. Now, that's not very different from what's being written up right now by many authors. But there's another piece. It does bear resemblance to some spiritual or even religious practices. I call it declarations. And this is where it becomes a little bit different than what has been written. The declarations are based on enthusiastically speaking, not only writing. I know there's a book, The Secret, says you write it and that's your order and that you write this, some say, only once, and that's already manifesting as you become positive. This is different. You declare it at least every day, or if you can't do every day, 5 times a week. A declaration of living in the present, narrating enthusiastically, positively, how you want your life to go as vividly as possible. So there's an emotion. The emotion is very uplifting, and you speak from that place. The first thing you'll notice is that your mood after doing the declaration is very different than when you started. That's immediate. That's an immediate given. You may drop back into other kinds of moods. That happens. I see that happening. But as you create the declaration, you are shifting your inner climate. Because in the moment of doing your declarations, you're there. That's real. You create. It's very similar to how a child plays when they're real focused. And what the child plays is what they process and often what they become. I mean, this is fundamentals of Piaget. I mean, studied that for years and in psychology. It's a processing. I mean, the processing of the how life is. These are things that many therapists have worked with in children when they watch them play. But this actually creates declarations. So you're in the world of action. One of the principles of manifestation is, you know, you ask the question, what is the difference between daydreaming and manifesting? Everybody daydreams that they want it, this and the other thing. There has to be some action to pull it through. It is not always working hard for $1 million. There has to be some kind of a physical activity that pulls that thread into the material dimension, which starts to integrate it. So declarations are verbal, spoken out loud, living of your vision during the time of your declaration, which may last 10 minutes. And through the repeating of that, you will see things begin to manifest in the way, in the pattern that's right for you. In addition to that, when there are visual symbols, and I'll give you a somewhat humorous example in myself.
Okay.
Visual support before your declarations. Now, your declarations can be done as you see it with eyes closed, or they're just coming from you at this very, living it. The funny example I'll give you is that I'm very big on having a beautiful house. I want to manifest an estate. And I'm very detailed as to the kind of furniture and the fabrics and everything I want in this house. Some may find this humorous, you know, to think, why do I want that? But I do. So I cut out beautiful interiors that I feel represent me, and fabrics and furnitures from Architectural Digest. After doing declarations and stating during the declarations, I own, it's important to state that you own these things. After doing that, what started to happen is I was traveling in Florida, and suddenly I'd go to these places, and where I am right now with it, I don't own the furniture, but all around me were the pieces of furniture that I had declared and cut out in different places. Different places,
right.
Not in the same place, all these different places. Then one day, I was in this beautiful place, And I swear that fabric that I had cut out, and I only wanted the picture to show the fabric. There it was on the chair. Now, you know, someone could say, oh, well, that, so what? Well, it's interesting to me is it seems a little bit of a reach
it's more than coincidence, don't you think? I mean, there's more than coincidence happening here.
Yes. Well, or it is it's a coinciding of manifestations.
Yeah.
I feel that was sort of the point that made it seem really real. Now, so that's where it is right now. Now, someone could say, well, you don't have the estate and you don't have all that furniture. No, I don't own it yet, but I have to say that I have really never seen that happen before in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that it was. Now, I need more information. I'm in the process of developing this. So,
but wouldn't you also say that because we know the Akashic Records hold a myriad of probabilities or possibilities, that we can pick and choose the probability that we want to exist in or move toward, that in a dimension of the Akasha, you have already manifested this. So to say that you own it is speaking your truth from a place of your knowing.
Well, that's, yes, it's absolutely correct. And when you do, for instance, the declaration, what you are doing is owning during the course of, you are declaring verbally that you own your vision and what you are. While you are doing it, you're there.
Exactly. And the more that you do it, the more you bring that dimension into your consciousness and into your environment. It's like you're shifting consciousness.
The question is, what are you shifting, and what is the nature of this consciousness? And what we're told from the Akashic Records is that it is an entire inner climate. It is an inner vibrational climate that you are if there's such a word as revibrating or vibrating up into.
And it's recalibrating it.
But it's the trick is to hold it. The trick is to practice. I was having a discussion yesterday with someone who said this. You are practicing holding that to a very real extent. One of the exquisite qualities of working in the Akashic Records, which really got me to love it from the very beginning, was that it was so real. You can't pretend stuff. You can't make it not be there. If you're not coming from your heart, you don't hold it. You don't feel it. You don't feel the truth of it. You can't trick it.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it very beautiful to me. If you don't pour your real heart out into it, you don't feel the validity of entering into that field. There's a very valid, truthful quality to this work. And once you're there, there is a love of truth that comes out at this level, and it is in your heart. If any vision is not really coming from who you are, from the inside climate, and then the deepest level is what I call the sanctuary of the heart, which is the sanctity of life that is inside of you and transcends by nature of godliness and by nature of the Akashic field does not exist in one locale, so it transcends beyond. And everything that matches into it also is in and out. And slowly that reality, you begin, when you said it correctly, you said you choose the beauty. You choose to be part of this heartfelt work or calling. So that the goal is that every time, everything you touch, feel, smell, has this essence right there for you. Right there, and that is abundance, that is wealth, that is beauty. And it shines through. That is a great, you live a life of blessing. That is the path that we are called to follow in this work. And yes, we're developing it now, but we all have this sense of calling. We have it speaks to us, and wherever anyone is, if they're really wholehearted, you will receive to the level in that very moment that you can receive the work. That's how subtle the work is. And
right.
For every single soul who is willing to work in the Akashic field, the information, the input, the resonance is brought forward in a way that only that soul will benefit. That's the beauty of the field. The field is so subtle. And when you begin to awaken, then you create with it, and you try different things. And this is where I'm led to focus on right now in my life. And I believe that it will be, I believe it's truth, because I think the time has come that there is no separation between emotional, psychological, spiritual, material, financial, that the goodness of all of it and the beauty is now here. This is the time. And I believe that's why we're called to focus on it.
And so tell me, I couldn't agree with you more. I think I think we as a species are taking a leap. And it's this type of energetic work that you're talking about that is being brought forth now to assist our species to take that energetic leap. And people say, well, there's 2012 and there, we have to save the planet and we have to do that. You know, the interesting piece of this for me, and I would really love to have a discussion with you about this, is that, there are so many people that say, oh, humans must save the Earth, or they must ascend in order to be able to save the Earth. And my information from the records is it has everything to do with the experience the soul has chosen to experience in this incarnation, and that ultimately, humans are stewards of the Earth, but the ultimate steward is God.
Well, that's true.
And that it's almost like humans are playing a bit of a game with themselves and others about thinking about what, it's a very fine line. It's like they're ultimately powerful, but yet the grandiose idea and ultimately powerful within themselves. It's like that we have the power to control ourselves and our environment, and yet it's inappropriate to try to manipulate anything else. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Well, there is an aspect. It brings up several points.
Yeah.
One of them is if you focus on saving anything, or if you focus on stopping abuse towards the ecology, you will perpetuate the focus on stopping the abuse instead of seeing the beauty that is all around and focusing on that to make it larger. And it is very true. What you focus on enlarges.
Right.
And when you focus with your heart from a deep place of spirit, you begin to interact from the beauty. If you look at the beauty, if you look at the peace, that enlarges and the background moves back. It becomes smaller so that you work with a very positive approach. You mentioned the divine. We are in of and divine. There is a level of deity that is beyond the Almighty. The Almighty is beyond, or there's a force, if you don't believe in God, and there's a force that
right.
is beyond and works in very huge ways or very small ways that are beyond our comprehension even today.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a force that's beyond. However, there is God within, and there is no separation. It is an illusion that there is a separation between outside God and inside God. this is an area that also I am working on addressing in the manifestation seminar, which is based on works through the Akashic Records. All my work is based on works through the Akashic Records.
Uh-huh.
And the God within is in constant creation. You can watch yourself create and recreate and recreate. And you can watch yourself have this inner godly companion at all times. And you can love God, live, it's the personalized aspect of God, which has been symbolized by many people in history, very advanced souls who have come in and are considered personalized, the personalized aspect of God. And they are in this realization that they are totally of, in, with, escorted, working in, and are God. This is not to say a human being is God, but it is to say that God is very vast, but we are totally of God. We are made of God. We are God. But God is vaster also. So I address the part that is God that you can say is beautiful, is supportive, is creating, is in total union with you, which is, again, symbolized on every single level in all of religion. So that force, you say, well, what does that have to do with the Akasha? The Akashic field is definitely a field or a force, or in essence, this pre-substance essence that is very refined, very high vibrationally, that is a definite pathway of divine flows that are, that we can work with, that tap into soul level and move through all the layers and are part of the recordings of the soul level. And this is a resource to us for creativity as well as reference. It does both, and it does it simultaneously, which makes it very amazing. So that when we create, we tap into this, we're tapping into this transcendent field that allows us to come close to the resourcefulness of the divine inside ourselves too.
Right. You know, as I hear you talk, I'm inspired and I'm moved and I can't wait to hear more about what you're creating. And yet, at the same time, I hear the voices of clients that I have had that want the instant fix, that want to, and this is not a judgment, I'm just relaying to you what I've heard, that they want to understand why all this is, like if they've had a terrible life, why their life is terrible. And they hang on to the why rather than moving into the light, or they'll hang on to the anger or the pain of their current life. So for those people, how would you speak to what you have to offer for those types of folks, or folks in that situation?
It isn't. That's not an easy thing to answer. Many times, you may not even get a why, and also they're holding a belief that if they knew why, they could change it.
Correct.
So that's a belief. If I know why, then I can change it. That may not be the truth.
Yeah.
They could know why and not be able to change it.
How can they find out?
Well, part of the answer that would, of course, it would be individualized for
Surely.
Each client, but part of it is to understand that when you shift a pattern, when you're willing to let go of this pattern, especially with what I call denser patterns, when we feel depressed, angry, bitter, held down, held low, why does it repeat? And I understand, I feel those things myself at times.
Yeah.
If you understand that's a very patterned type of intricate circuitry that can be changed by realizing, number one, you can view that channel every day. You can go there every day. Maybe you go every day at the same hour. At one, and you can say, well, you can, I'm tired of this, but there is also an inner, their thoughts are responding in a very predictable way. Once you switch, are willing to take any step to switch the pattern, switch the thought, switch the energy, or even acknowledge, I'm not clear right now, this is why I think this way. I'm angry right now, this is why I attract more angry thoughts, because the way things work is where you focus, where you think, where you focus the attention of your thoughts, you're supported. If you feel terrible and low and depressed, guess what? They water the garden, you know, they'll give you more terrible, or God, you know, your thoughts get more. You attract more, for sure. And so, you will attract your survival of those thoughts because there is a miraculous, the life force loves you so much that wherever you're focused, they nurture.
Yes.
Unrelentlessly, unconditional love, you're nurtured. To keep you going. So if you switch, if you risk going into the unknown and say, well, I've created this consciousness, maybe it's an illusion. Maybe I don't have to think like that. Maybe, oh, here it is again. Okay, well, maybe I'll do something different this time. There's a psychologist who's working, he says, don't get on that bus.
Yeah,
at least know that you don't have to get on that bus. And know that, well, this isn't the best time. I'm a little low right now, so I'm going to get all these thoughts that I've seen for the last 20 years. So if you're willing to, for instance, we use the grace point. If you're asking for the grace means I'll take the energy of these thoughts, I'm going to ask for God, something greater than myself to handle it, and I'll just let go. I'll try to let go, and anything associated with it, I'm going to ask God to handle. And I'm just going to keep doing that because it's right up here. I can think it all the time, and therefore I'm going to say, I'm going to let go of that.
Yes, and to constantly use the grace points, that's great. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I think we have a caller on the line. Is that true? Do we have someone on the line? Hello? I heard a beep, and I thought we had a caller on the line. So we'll just continue on. In helping these people that move into their own personal self-sabotage or want to move into I'm sure you've had clients, too, that continue to ask the same question and expect a different answer. I mean, I do it to myself all the time.
Mm-hmm,
but
so do I.
Yeah. It's like, people have said, you know, if you do the same thing over and over again, you expect something different. That's the definition of being a little bit crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'll admit to that. But the idea here is that, you know, what do you say to clients that have those questions based on your new operating with the dynamics of manifestation? How does that speak to what they have to talk about? What you were just saying, or is it? Can you
expand
on it?
The minute you introduce even one component, if you can grace one level, that shifts the core. That can shift the core. That there's a capacity where you watch. People have this capacity to see things on the different layers, and they watch. There's the self, the higher perspective, the higher self, the viewer, whatever you want to call it, that is watching this. And many times you say, okay, I have to go through what the heart has to reveal about it. I have to go through it. I have to see the depth of how it hurts me to let it go. So you go and you start to forgive, which often brings up emotion. It can be very emotional, heart-rending. I'm pounding my heart when I'm talking to you. Sometimes we have to dip into that. Not always, but sometimes we do. And what you realize is a deeper level of personal identity, not the role, but something underneath that allows you to say, I feel deeply. The minute you can say, look how deeply this hurts me, or look how deeply I love, or this means so much to me, the minute a person can really feel that, not in their mind, but in their heart, you have an increase in personal worth. Because personal worth is experiential, it is not quantitative. So that really attracts, then suddenly they no longer sculpt themselves by the views and the projections of other people. Suddenly they have an inner knowledge of self, which is truth. How deep someone feels is a real truth. When they feel how deeply they feel, suddenly you can address self-respect. You can address boundaries. You can address all kinds of things when they say, I have this profound feeling. How profound? Limitless? And how much can that even equate to millions of dollars? There's a new perspective. And when you speak from that, imagine building a world around having that depth of perspective on every level, spiritually, because we're speaking, of course, on the spiritual, that's the foundation.
Right.
Psychologically, mentally, emotionally, physical health, perfect physical health, financially, materially, in terms of a world, a physical world, possessions that reflect the spiritual beauty. Now, some souls do not need that. Other souls would love to have that. But the unified reflection of all the worlds, that is manifestation. That is a world that is very supportive. That's a very spiritual world.
Yeah, right.
There's no separation between spiritual and material. One is a precipitant of the other. In metaphysics, it's called a precipitant, a coagulum. You know, these kind of terms. A coagulum and a precipitant into the material world. And the mental is just one layer, but you start with the soul worlds, and then you get to the next world, and it gets denser and denser until there's a physical manifestation. So if you go into it and discover and allow the beauty to precipitate and see, try to find the blocks and grace, give them over. So you begin to precipitate into a unified, it's almost like a unified, like a recipe that's homogenous.
Right. You know, I think the record keepers are moving us along for us to move out of preconceived notions and beliefs, especially around prosperity and abundance, because you're working on the dynamic principles
of dynamic manifestation.
Yeah, right. The principles of dynamic manifestation, and I was also pushed to create a teleconference that's going to be lasting 6 weeks. That's bringing forth methods from the Akasha on how to work with financial blocks or assumptions, and they've got exercises and meditations that we're going to be going through, and to help people understand and release their core beliefs. And that's actually mine starting on the 18th of July. It's a teleconference that people can contact me about. But you know, we've been talking so long, we haven't given your contact numbers. So could you please give your contact numbers, Elena?
My phone number is that?
Yes.
My phone number is 773-743-8104, and my email is Radiant Center, RADIANTCENTER @yahoo.com.
Right.
I have a level one class being taught here in Chicago with my sister. That will be the 28th and 29th of this month.
Great.
As listeners may know, that teaches you to access your own Akashic records and to journal dialogue with the records and journal your perspectives so you have a wonderful recording of your insights and the levels that you receive. And that is a real building block for everything else that you will be doing. So we've always emphasized the importance of that.
Well, sure, that's the beginning stages of all of them. And so you're having one in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually, the same weekend, I'm having one in Cleveland. So wherever they are closest to, they should go to that.
Yes.
I'm also doing a level two that same weekend. I'm splitting half day, half day.
But
adding a day to my level two. So anybody who's listening that has taken a level one with any of our Akashic Record Consultants International teachers can attend a level two with any teacher. And if you've not attended a level one, it's time. And if you have attended a level one, it's time to go back. Because attending a level one workshop with more than once brings great depth and great information beyond what you think, and attending with a different teacher gives you a different perspective, because each class, although we go by a manual, is truly spirit led and is really moved by the energy of the group. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Our manuals have guidelines, they have principles in them. But the actual processes, there are some suggested processes, but it's really the questions and the focus and what happens in the group, and that is different for every single group.
Right.
Every single group has different issues or different topics that become really dominant for them, and they really want to get that information or clear certain things. So it really depends on that group.
And what also comes through, although, like you said, we work with a manual and other processes come through, also questions that come forward from the record keepers for the group that will actually begin to unlock various doors within each person, and they unlock differently. And it never ceases to amaze me how magnificently orchestrated the workshops are. And I feel like I show up and I do what I'm told.
Yes. Well, that is how we teach in the records. We get directives, and it's our ability to receive and listen from a higher place in the records, that we're able to come closer to the needs of the people who are participating. And they, too, move into areas that are very deep within themselves. There's a tremendous growth process that goes on.
And it continues after the workshop is done.
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes before, because there's an energy that's part of it that's timeless. You're going into a very timeless place. So people
right.
have things that go on within them that prepares them, or things are brought out from very deep places in their being.
Right, and I don't know what you do to folks afterwards. Well, you have practice sessions for level two people at your home, right? Is that correct?
Yes, I've not been able to do as much as years past because of traveling, but I will
right.
be doing more with that, and we certainly have them in the area of Chicago.
Right. And so if someone is interested in attending a practice session, please contact Elena and you can find out more about that. And here in Cleveland, again, my travel situation, it gets to be a little crazy too, because I'm all over the country. What I have come to start doing, as a matter of fact, is I'm going to be doing that this month. I'm offering a level one tune-up. that's what I'm calling it, a level one tune-up. And because I have students from all over the country, it's going to be another teleconference where they're going to email their questions ahead of time, get on the phone, and we're going to have a conversation. So if anyone's taken a level one workshop with any teacher, they can certainly join into our Level 1 tune-up. They just have to email me and let me know that they're interested. And my email is akashicwisdom@aol.com. You can also contact me personally if you'd like for any further information about ARC International or Akashic Record Consultants International or Elena if you've missed her number. I'd be glad to give that out to you. My telephone number is 216-691-1233. I'd also like to remind folks who are listening right now, if you're listening on Wednesday, you still have time to give us a call. If you're listening on Sunday, this is not a call-in show. But the exciting part about this is that you really get a flavor, you really get a good sense of who Elena is. And I know that from listening to her at this point, you can understand why I revere her as my teacher, because of her wisdom.
And
oh,
thank you.
Absolutely true. I will feel that way for all of my life. But on July 22nd, we are going to have Elena back, and we are going to take questions from the folks listening. So if you really are enjoying this program today, on this, you're going to be hearing it on the 15th. I think that's right. You're going to be hearing it on the 15th. Come back and listen again on the 22nd, and you can call in with your questions. Or you can also email me the questions, and Elena and I will take those questions as they're emailed. The other thing that's very exciting I want to share with you folks is on the 29th of July, I am so proud to say that Mary Parker, the founder of ARC International, the lady who started this all for all of us, is going to be on the program, and we're going to be talking to her. So, again, email your questions for Mary. Be sure to listen in on the 29th of July, because we really want to support Mary, but it's an opportunity that doesn't come by that often to hear Mary Parker speak in public anymore. Wouldn't you agree, Elena?
Mary Parker is an extraordinary human being. Mary Parker is my spiritual teacher. I cannot even describe the light that this woman carries. And there is no question in my mind that she has an extremely natural way of speaking. So she touches into you in a way where you're not guarded, you receive her. And her
right.
insights are spoken in ways that you can really understand. But she carries so much light, and she has had extraordinary experiences in this work.
And I hope we can talk
about
some of
this story up on the website.
Yeah, no, that's right. You can, for those of you listening, you can go to the ARC International website at www.arc-akashicrecords.org, and you can read Mary's story. And that interview is actually conducted by Elena.
Yes, it
right?
was edited by Leslie, who is in
uh-huh.
charge. And but I did take the whole interview, and then I was very moved by that interview, just to hear her describe some of the things that went on. I hope she'll do that on the show.
I hope she will, and I hope we get questions. So I hope you'll be one of the people who are listening that can call in and ask her a question. And we'd like to get a few of our other ARC international teachers to call in for questions for Mary and our students and consultants. We just want to give her opportunity to just talk her heart out. It's a pleasure. Mary Parker, for those of you who don't know, is from Odessa, Texas, and she has this wonderful, gentle Texas accent, and it's to see her and to be in her presence. It's like being in the presence of the divine and Mother Earth all at the same time. That's the best way I can explain it. And for those people who are interested, if you come to conference, the Akashic Record Consultants International Conference in Odessa, Texas, you'll get a chance to meet Mary in person and hear her speak, because she's going to be speaking at conference as well. And again, those dates are up on the web, and that's October 20th and 21st. So we'd love to have you all join us with that. So we're coming close. We have about five more minutes. Elena, what more would you like to impart and share with our listeners about your own, let's say, if you have a message for them or some words of wisdom or inspirational thoughts, what would you like to close with?
Within all of us, there is a place, a stillness, that if we can hold quietly and move into that stillness, and if listeners are using the records, from there comes a wealth of insight, wisdom, heartfelt feeling that is in every person. You know, Mary often says, anyone can do this.
Right.
Anyone can do this, but they have to be willing
right.
to find that inner place and let it transcend, let it pour up into their consciousness, and then out. The operating out is where it gets tricky, because there is sometimes a courage. You have to have courage to speak forth from that heartfelt, deep place of wisdom. When it is deep enough, it is generally not that personalized. It is a truth that spiritually those around you, those who are meant to come close to you, will come closer to support you once you work from that place. For some, that's very risky.
Yeah.
For some people, including myself, that's very risky. But that is the place where people awaken. And if we can work from that place, everything in your life will rise to new heights.
Yes.
Blessings. In our original classes, especially the second morning, we used to give blessings. And people were transformed, that these new people they've just met could turn to them through the records and say exactly what they needed to have a sense of joy in their life. Struggles resolved. And that is there, sometimes at different rates of speed, but that is there because this is a language coming from the soul level, and the soul is a direct creation from divinity, so it is supportive and filled with love. I truly believe that, and I have the core of learning this is my love of the Akashic Records. I have no doubt that it comes from there. And I experienced the greatest love of my life from the first to second day under the teaching of Mary Parker, of a love that I never experienced to that degree before. I fortunately had loving parents, but this love was different. It came from somewhere else. And that is there in this work. And that is the answer to everything, the answer under everything. This layer of light, love, and the Akashic field more refined, the layer of less essence that creates it. So I really believe that there is great benefit in learning these processes. I personally live by them. And that's what I would say is a parting word.
Well, that's magnificent. I so honor you. I've got to tell you that meeting you whenever it was in the 90s changed my life. And it brought me home. And one of the things that was so empowering for me is the very first consultation that I had with you, and that I now hope, and I know that from my clients, they share it, it's the purest form of energy or information that I've ever found. And the actual information from the Akasha seems to be continuing to refine itself with each consultation. It's like as we move into doing consultations for each other as well as ourselves and other people, when a person gets to a level two, when they learn how to read other people's records, the more you work in their records, the deeper you go, and the deeper you go, the more refined it becomes. And I actually have seen that the consultations have evolved, and your information has evolved over the years as well.
Mm-hmm. And it goes through different phases of development.
Sure.
Different focuses over years.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And your sister has used the records to create wonderful mandalas.
Mm-hmm.
She's an artist extraordinaire. When she opens up the records of others who commission her, and she creates soul mandalas from the records based on what the records tell her. And so people are using the work of the Akasha in every area of their life, and that's actually one of the purposes of this show, is to really get that out there of all the different ways people can use the Akashic records in their life.
Well, Donna, you're doing a tremendous job sharing this with listeners. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful idea, and it's a beautiful show. And I hope that listeners will continue to call in and respond. And God bless all of you and the work that you're all doing.
Oh, I thank you. And again, God bless you, Elena, for being the catalyst that assisted Mary in creating this wonderful network of teachers that we have.
Thank you.
That too needs to be honored. We need to hear your story and have your story up on the web too, you know.
Oh, well, I have my page as you do with the teachers.
That I haven't filled out yet that I'm going
to.
Oh,
okay.
Anyway. All right. Well, we have to close. Why don't you give your phone number one more time, Elena?
My phone number is 773-743-8104 here in Chicago.
Great. And my phone number is 216-691-1233 here in Cleveland. And so for all of you who are listening, we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records for not only bringing it and making it possible for us to talk to you, but for you listening to your heart that you tuned in tonight on BBS Radio to hear Akashic Wisdom. Thank you all. Blessings, and tune in next week when you can call in live and talk to Elena Lieberman. Blessings.
Blessings.
Good night.
Good night.